Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Mary Johnson is a Social Security and Medicare policy analyst for the Senior Citizen League. And Mary, is it true that you estimate, you're hoping, maybe all of our fingers are crossed for the older members of our audience, that they could see a bump up to $175 on their monthly check next year?
Well, that's the average amount that we're estimating. Social Security COLAs are always figured on the benefit that someone is receiving, and that can vary a lot. But that's the average that we're estimating, and that's based on a 10.5% cost of living adjustment for 2023.
And has there ever been a 10.5% increase in the past?
As a matter of fact, there has, but we have to go all the way back to 1981 for the last time there was anything higher than that. And back then, we were experiencing a period, it was a three-year period of very, very high double-digit inflation, or almost double-digit.
So I looked at some numbers, and tell me if these are correct, or, you know, just about correct. From 2000 to 2020, the average annual increase was just 2.2%.
To be even more specific, between 2010 and 2021, COLAs, the cost of living adjustment, averaged just 1.4%. It was really, really low. So the 2.2 that you're mentioning is the target inflation rate for the U.S. Fed. And that was the target of inflation, but the COLA itself came in much lower than that target inflation rate. That has caused problems because the Medicare Part B premium, which is automatically deducted from Social Security benefits at the beginning of the month, Part B premiums have been increasing 2 and 3 times faster than the COLA in most years, and that often has taken the entire amount of that cost of living adjustment boost.
Yeah, I remember last year talking with folks about this and the boost they were going to get then, and they were like, well, it's just going to be eroded because Medicare,
yes,
Part B is going to be taken out, and it's as if we get no bump at all. So do you anticipate that's what's going to happen when this rolls up, or could possibly be at 10.5%?
No. If we have a 10.5% cost of living adjustment, if inflation continues the way it is, and we get that, and Part B may not increase at all next year. I think everybody needs to hear about this. We were actually overcharged this year in 2022 due to Medicare figuring in a very pricey Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm, which had not even been approved for coverage at the time when our premium was announced. The maker of Aduhelm cut the price. It was a $56,000 a year drug, cut that in half, and then the Secretary of Health and Human Services went and directed Medicare to examine that Part B increase. Groups such as the Senior Citizens League were saying we had been overcharged. And sure enough, Medicare agreed with us. It does appear that we were all paying about $10 a month too much. And what they said, it would be technically impossible for them to get refunds back to us, but they are going to use that excess charge to reduce our premiums in 2023. So what we are hoping is that we're going to have a reasonably good COLA increase without the real high Part B increase, and that will really help people try to meet these rising costs for food, for gas, for heating their homes, for just anything we can think of. Everything has gone up.
I really don't know anyone that can survive just on Social Security unless their home is paid for, their taxes are frozen, you know, the whole drill. But it's not a huge amount of money. And so, you know, a bump of 175 or a 10.5% increase sounds fantastic. But when it's eroded by the cost of Medicare and other things and inflation, gosh, it just doesn't seem like anyone's getting ahead.
Well, you're exactly right about that. However, our surveys have found that almost one out of every two older Americans you meet does not have adequate savings or any savings to rely on in retirement. So there are millions, tens of millions of older Americans who are really having a dire struggle right now meeting these rising costs. And this is something that we have been tracking, and what we are seeing, we've seen people reporting that they are depleting their savings. They have spent all their emergency account money. They are carrying more money on consumer credit cards, and as we know, the interest rates on those are going up, and they are signing up for SNAP or food stamps or visiting food pantries in record numbers. The number who are doing so had doubled according to our surveys, between October and March of this year. I mean, October of last year and March of this year, the number had doubled who were signing up for SNAP and visiting food pantries. So the costs are really causing some extreme hardship for millions of older Americans.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is Mary Johnson, Social Security and Medicare Policy Analyst for the Senior Citizen League, which is an advocacy group. And we've only got about 30 seconds left. And my mom, you know, tried to get through the last years of her life on Social Security, but couldn't have done it without family supporting her. And I hope that many people will rally and support the older members of their family. But my question is, for people my age or people younger than me, is it going to be around for us, Mary? Do you think it's going to be there when we need it?
If you fight for it, it will. That's what's keeping our lawmakers honest now. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it. So we all need to get in and get involved and see what we can do to strengthen those benefits and strengthen the financing for the program.
Well, thank you for what you do for the Senior Citizen League, and thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the suicide rate in the Chicago Police Department. Three officers die by suicide in a matter of weeks. We'll have someone on to talk about mental health. That's after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN.